Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited this week, you guys. Every Wednesday, I'm super excited about spending my Wednesday with you. I know everyone has been so looking forward to this show. We have some amazing guests, and I don't want to hold up because we just have an hour, you guys, but we try to make it as power-packed as possible so you can enjoy and receive everything that God has for you, and just encouragement and laughs and everything. So I'm just so excited. We have interviews with Layman Rucker. We have him. You know him as Jacob on Greenleaf. We have interview with Cedric the Entertainer, the King of Comedy, the star of the neighborhood. So I'm excited about that. And also we have Freddie Jackson, legendary R&B soulful songwriter, Freddie Jackson. So we got a whole bunch of show for you. And of course, Gina G, my girl, my BFF and co-host, is going to be joining us, bringing us What's the Tea and What She Say. And we also have Elizabeth Brooks, personal fitness trainer, my girl, my fitness BFF sister. She's going to be joining us, and I love her take on just getting us healthy. I know she got some New Year's insight for you, those that are making New Year's resolutions and whatever for 2020. She's got something just for you, and I love her because she's such a straight shooter. She don't cut no cards. So I love it. So anyway, we got a full show, but we're going to go ahead and get started. We got ministerial moment for you, so just we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. I love John Eckhart. Get all of his books, all the materials. Okay, so I want to talk to you about just changes and going through the 2020 season. I want you to just be encouraged that this is such an important time for you to have a relationship with God. I'm talking about know him for yourself. I know we've heard this in the old days in the church back in the day and all of that, but it may sound like a cliche and everybody's saying it, but you got to know him for yourself. You have to develop that relationship. I'm telling you, this is more important than anything else to the Father, is that you know him and know who you are in him and who he is in you. You got to know him. It's not a cliche. It's not a rumor. He is who he says he is. He is so amazing and so awesome. And he wants you to know every bit of his attributes so you can know who you are. The more you get to know him, the more you get to know who you are within yourself. And I know life happens, you know, it's peer pressure, it's seduction everywhere in all kinds of shapes and forms, rather it be to eat something that you know you shouldn't, or drink something you shouldn't drink, or take something you shouldn't take, or be with somebody you shouldn't be with, or do something that you know you shouldn't do, or whatever it is. If it's television, if it's family members, if it's friends or coworkers, whatever it is, just like you try to get to know your man or your woman, you need to get to know God this season. I promise you, this is going to bring forth your breakthroughs. This is going to bring forth your freedom, less condemnation, because there is no condemnation to those that love God. That's what the Bible says. And so if you're living a condemned life or living guilty see you are living under bondage. God wants to free you. And the more you get to know his love, and the more you get to know the way he thinks about you, his thoughts and plans towards you are for good and not for evil. I know some of you are sitting in some devastation right now. Some of you are traumatized. Some of you have been disappointed or discouraged. But just know that God has a way of escape out of all of that, to loose the grip of the adversary right off of your thoughts, off of your emotions, off of your hands, off of your feet. He can remove those shackles and those burdens and that bondage right off of you. So I want to encourage you that everything you need to know, everything you want, everything you desire, everything you want to be is in the Father. This is such a crucial time. I know you're making vision boards. Make sure you slap his face right front and center, because nothing gets done for the glory without him. Nothing is everlasting without him. Nothing can be successful without him. So make sure you slap a big old picture of God, which is love. I don't care if it's a big old heart. I don't care if it's your, the way he perceived, presented himself to you, what he looks like, whatever it is. If you got to draw it, if you've never seen it and he's given you a vision, draw it on that vision board. Put it up and know that this year is a year of your breakthrough. This is a new beginning. This is a new season, a new time. This is a fresh anointing and a fresh divine purpose for your life, for you to know exactly what it is that he expects of you. And I'm telling you, it's so good. It is better than you ever thought. Just like the Bible says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the thoughts and plans, the things that God has in store for you. I'm paraphrasing, but you know what it is. And he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. So hold on to that. Believe the report of the Lord. Read that Bible. Study your self-approve, get that relationship with him, worship him, and I'm telling you, walls will come down. You'll get a tsunami of blessings. He'll catapult you into new positions that you never thought. You might not be have all the credentials, but you got the Father. You might not have, all the education, but guess what? He'll teach you everything you need to know. So I'm just telling you, this 2020, this year, this season, do something different. Do something outside of your norm. Do something outside of yourself and put him first. And I'm telling you, the Bible says you live and move and have your being by his Spirit. And it is not by might nor by power, but it is by his Spirit. What do I mean, Dr. Gina? I mean that it is by his Spirit. The closer you get to that and the more you grasp onto that, he'll take you to places you never dreamt of. He'll show you things you never thought you could see. He will give you the peace that passes on and stunning. He will give you joy, unspeakable joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's why the devil keeps trying to steal it from you, Susan. That's why he keeps trying to take it from you, Rebecca. That's why he keeps trying to take it from you, Sam. That's why he keeps trying to take it from you and steal it from you, Herman. That's why he keeps trying to take it from you. This is your season. I don't know who this is for. Everybody. That's who it's for. It's even for me. I just want you to be blessed and know that 2020 is the year of exposure. God will expose himself more to you the more you hunger for him. Go ahead and feast at his table so that he's prepared in the presence of your enemies. Go ahead and eat up. This is your year. This is your season. This is your time for visibility. Stop crying. Get up. Let your strength be in the Father and go to him. I promise you, he'll make open doors that no one can close. And just like Dietrich Haddon says, this is open door season. I believe it. Windows too. All right, you guys. Well, listen, we're going to go right on into the show. We're at my first interview with Cedric the Entertainer. For those of you that watched the Trumpet Awards, this was such an amazing time. Let's listen and see what he has to say about it.
Yes. All right. I am with Cedric the Entertainer, one of the major heavy hitters, kings of comedy. Yes. Who doesn't know Cedric the Entertainer? What are you so excited about being at the Bounce Trumpet Award?
Well, one, I'm being recognized tonight and receiving an award, excellence in entertainment. So that's special. I feel like it's really great to be with your peers and your communities and get recognized for the work that you do.
I love you, and yeah, so does everyone love you. Thank you so much for taking the time to answer my question.
Thank you,
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
All right.
I love that. I love when I got to meet Cedric. He was on the go, and it was such a great experience for him to take the time out and just do this interview. It was just a blessing. I want to go ahead and do the weather. I did not do this, so I don't want to hesitate with that. Before we go into layman Rucker Jacob from Greenleaf, you got to hear this interview straight from the Trumpet Awards. Again, if you didn't see the Trumpet Awards, it was an extravaganza. It was actually, it came on the Bounce Network on this past Sunday, and it was at 9 p.m. And I think if you do have Bounce, you can get get it on demand, and you can watch the archive of that. All right, today in D.C., it is 52 degrees, and we're going to be high 55 degrees today. We're going all the way down to 29, y'all. Don't get too comfortable. I saw people with shorts on this weekend. I don't really understand it, but you know what? To each his own. It was hot, but it was gonna get cold again. I don't think we knew about that. And people sniffing and snotting all over the place. Anyway, be careful out there. This is still considered the pneumonia weather, so just take care of yourself. Cover up as much as possible. Detroit, you are 37 degrees and you are sunny. Your high is 41 degrees. You got some rain coming this afternoon, so be prepared for that. Tomorrow, you're waking up to 18 degrees. Lord, have mercy. Help me. Let's see, Portugal, because we got listeners. I don't know if you guys noticed, but we got listeners all over Canada, Portugal, Greece, Sweden. We got people in Bangladesh. Bangladesh, we got them there. We got people everywhere listening. Shout out to you guys. Portugal, you are 45 degrees right now. You're going to be waking up to 47 degrees tomorrow. And let's see, Puerto Rico, you are 73 degrees right now. And that is your high. You're waking up to 65 degrees. Australia, you're 57 degrees right now. Oh, God, our prayers are still going out to you guys. You're going to wake up to 48 degrees. Hawaii, you got showers right now, 55 degrees, 58. 59 is, well, no, it says 60 is your high. You're waking up to 55 degrees, but you got showers pretty much Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So be prepared for that. Kenya, sunny and 97 degrees. I want to give a shout out to Prayer Into Something Happens. I thank you for allowing me to post the information of the show. You guys have really, really turned up and supported. So I want to thank you. I know you guys are from all parts of Africa. So I want to say thank you to Africa for all your DMs, your inboxes, and everything. I just want to say thank you so much for supporting Dr. Gina's radio chat. Kenya, you are 97 degrees right now. You're waking up to 67 and your high is going to be 102 tomorrow. South Australia, 74 degrees and clear. Let's see. Miami, you're 77 degrees right now, and that's your high is going to be 78, 69 tomorrow when you wake up. And Augusta, you're 70 degrees and cloudy. Your high is going to be 75. Los Angeles, 46 degrees. Your high is going to be 65 degrees. That's nice. Oh, my God. I got the best weather. London, you are 49 degrees right now. Sunny, that is your high. You're waking up to showers tomorrow, 47 degrees. Jacksonville, Florida, 71 degrees. Your high is going to be 79, partly cloudy. And that's it for today. If I did not name your city, state, or continent, don't worry. God is still in control and has the final say. I love you, and I thank you for helping make Dr. Gina's Radio Chat one of the number one internet talk shows in the world. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to have Gina G joining us, but you got to listen to this layman Rucker. Oh, my God. This interview was amazing. He took time and got so much nugget for you to grasp from this. This is Fine Jacob from Greenleaf. Woo, that man is fine. All right. Go ahead and take a listen. Layman Rucker.
All right. I am in front of Lamon Rucker, right? Jacob from the Greenleaf. I cannot. You know everybody loves you now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they do.
That's good. I appreciate that. That's exciting news.
Tell us how you feel about the Greenleaf. It's in the sixth season.
Greenleaf, well, yeah, technically fourth, but, you know, but we keep chopping it in pieces. It's really like, you know, season six, for real. But we chopped season two in half, and you know, the batch of episodes we did, we're doing them in two pieces here again. So it's really more like the sixth delivery, you know, of it,
right,
although technically it's...
is still, I think, going to be considered season 4. But it's great. I love the fact that so many people are loving it, digging it. And, you know, it's resonating with so many people all over the world.
All over the world. Especially in the gospel industry.
It doesn't matter. Every country I go to, you know, we've got such a huge global fan base. So, you know, the show's really speaking truth to a lot of people.
It is, and it's a lot of great topics. The writing is amazing. Everybody acting is awesome. It's just a beautiful cast. And I just want to know, how can you, like, what do you want to tell somebody who wants to get into this acting game? And tell them.
So many things to say, so many, you know, things to share. I mean, the major thing that I tell people is just, you know, just have the patience to really, you know, trust the process, really, you know. So, I mean, and that's everything from just the process of training, right? The process of trying to get out there and do your thing, the process of learning the business, the process of getting people to even know you exist, right? The process of how do you identify, you know, people to be on your team that can help you, you know, manifest your dreams and to help you shape and develop your brand.
It's
and I mean, whatever
lot.
It is, yes, there's so many different phases and stages and elements to it. It's impossible to condense it, but just always try to, you know, encourage people to just, you know, you got to be in the game to win the game. So just, you know, stay patient.
Be consistent is important.
Just stay on it. So you can't put time frames on this stuff. Like, who knows?
So let me ask you this one question. I know you're playing Jacob and on Greenleaf and everything, and this is where you are right now. But what are some of your most amazing passions that people don't know about?
I mean, well, being here is one of them.
Hey!
A lot of people aren't necessarily that aware that I'm an educator. They're not all very necessarily very aware of how much my life is committed to activism and service to other people and, you know, empowerment of the less advantaged, you know, uplifting our elders, you know, pulling up our young people and pushing them forward, whatever it is.
I love it.
So, you know, I don't really know what information people have and don't have because I really don't do it
for
their
them.
Information.
Yeah.
No, I do it for them.
I mean, it's for the information.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily to be like,
for
hey,
sure.
Look,
yeah.
At me, look at what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I appreciate when people are paying attention. I appreciate when people support the work that I'm doing on screen and off. I appreciate when people come out and actually participate in the things that they see me doing and investing in communities around the country and around the world. So I'm very much very much love the fact that people do know and are aware and are willing to come out and get their hands dirty with me sometimes, are willing to come out and get the information and the education that I'm often facilitating or sharing or giving or speaking on.
I love it.
You know, those are the things that really move me.
And
I don't know that always other people are aware.
Yeah.
That to me is what really this is really about. So all the stuff on TV and in film and on stage is really just another way to do that. You know?
But look at how you're inspiring so many people that,
so.
You know, when they find us out, it's like, oh, he's doing that. I want to do that, especially with people with platforms like that.
Because I believe it's in everybody's spirit.
Yes.
It's in everybody's spirit to serve. It's in everybody's spirit
Come
to
on
heal.
Now.
It's in everybody's spirit to, you know, to uplift and be and walk and live and love.
Yes.
It's just
Absolutely.
Sometimes it takes a lot of courage to live and walk and live in love.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes some training.
Yeah.
But sometimes, yeah, it takes examples of
yes.
who maybe a who's work or whose pattern to follow. So if I can be that and provide that for, you know, for other people, great. Absolutely. Like, follow me, walk with
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
You know.
How can they follow
watch
you?
What I do. You know what I mean?
How can they follow you on social media?
Oh, yeah. So at Lamon Rucker, LamonRucker, and then at Lamon Rucker Official is Instagram.
We got him right here, Lamon Rucker.
And pray for Jacob.
Yes,
pray the
right.
number four, Jacob.
Yes.
Hashtag Greenleaf.
Come on now.
That's right. Join the congregation. Stand up.
All right now. Thank you so much. Lamon Rucker. Oh, Gina G, what's going on, girl?
Oh, man, nothing much, sister. I mean, that is a good interview. First of all, the Trumpet Awards, yet again, the background just sounds like it was a lot of fun. Sounds like a lot of networking. Sounds like a lot of good connections was made, honey. And you already know I like him. So
yeah, he's fine. He is fine. Lamon, Lamon.
I didn't want to say that.
His name is Lamon. I don't know where I got Lamon from. Lamon. Lord Jesus, help me with people names. I just need to bind the devil and the name changing. Like, I'm not changing nobody's name in 2020 in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. We're going to keep everybody's name as their parents gave to them.
That's right, Lord Jesus. Help me. Okay, but it was just such a fun time because, you know, everybody calls him Jacob. You know what I'm saying? He's just so, he looks like his role, you know?
He does.
And so he's just such a, he's such a sweetheart and just a kind-hearted person. But yeah, that was fun. So again, Bounce Network, it is the Trumpet Awards. You need to go and check that out, you guys.
Yes.
Go and check that out because it is so good. I think I was on Tasha Mills told me that I was actually in the the advertisement of it. She saw a clip of me in the advertisement on the red carpet. So I said, "Oh Lord, I don't have Bounce. I didn't get to see myself."
Oh, but I asked, man, I wish I would have known.
I asked her that I look cute. That's all I want to know. Did I look cute? I mean, was it right or wrong? Did they catch my good angle?
Did they catch my good side right? Did they get my good side?
I didn't get to see it. You know, that's a big deal. I didn't get to see. Anyway, it was a wonderful thing. We got more interviews coming up. You know, we're only on for a week, you know, one day a week. So I got so many more interviews, so many more. So I'm excited about that. It was a fun time. But you got Trinity with Gina G. Trinity with Gina G. In 2020, you got Trinity with Gina G. Say what you say, Gina G with the Trinity.
Oh my goodness. Oh, well, yes, it is Gina G with the Trinity. And of course, this is live radio, and that's just how they work. It just works that way. First of all, we are going to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's 91st birthday. 91, Gina. That man, he would have been around, honey, giving us so much knowledge. At 91, he reminds me that it would have been like kind of like Nelson Mandela. You know what I mean? He's just old and wise and still giving people the wisdom. And I just hope he knows that his dream was fulfilled. So we just want to send a happy birthday to Dr. Martin Luther King. Also, now, Kim and Kanye West, they're teaming up with a nonprofit organization to see the movie Just Mercy. Now, Just Mercy is a movie, it's based on a true story. It's about equal justice for an inmate. This is with Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan. So Kim Kardashian West and Kanye West are actually teaming up with a nonprofit to rent out movie theaters for those who cannot afford to see the movie, that they are renting out theaters for people to come see the movie for free. So, they do so many nice things, and they always get overshadowed by, I guess, Kim Kardashian. You know, because there's so much controversy going. People are talking about something. I don't need her handout, and, you know, I got my own money to see my own people. And, you know, it's just really sad that people can be so cold-hearted to someone who is just trying to be a better person. You know, so we got to do better, you guys. It's 2020, and we got to do better. Don't nobody care about this girl's past or Kanye's past. They're doing something good. I bet you can't rent out no whole movie theater for people to come see no movie for free. I know I can't. Because if I rent out anything, it got to be matinee, and it got to be a child ticket. So y'all need to
snacks are not included. Go on and slip them in your bag and your purse and your backpack like you've been doing.
From the dollar store, okay?
Since I just don't have it. I just don't have it like that. But that's dope, you know, that whoever, you know, do have it. You know what I'm saying?
I do, too. I really do. Also, you already know that there's only six now. There's only six Democrats that are now running. There was a debate last night. Oh, gosh. And Sanders, you know, Sanders is doing okay. Biden is falling a little bit behind. But Bernie Sanders is on top of the list, you guys. So make sure you guys stay up with the debate and everything that's going on with the debate, because we got to get out and vote because it's so imperative. And, you know, we got the president who is out here starting wars. And, you know, so it's very imperative that we vote, you guys. We have to vote, 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 vote. You guys continue to pray for America.
Oh, yeah.
Tekashi 69. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but he is a rapper that he's been in jail now for probably about almost 6 months over a case with a gun. He is a rapper. He is now released, and he could serve his sentence at home because jail has not been a safety. It's been a safety risk for him. So apparently, I guess he's been getting violent, you know, violence towards him. People want to fight him and do things like that. So the judge has ordered him to spend the rest of his time at home. So that's a plus because, I mean, he's a young boy. He's only, if he's 21, 22 years old. So it's sad that we have to go through all that. But when you're somebody like that, people want to get you in the movies. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry, not in the movies. When you get to prison, when they find out who you are, that's just the way it goes. Chick-fil-A is giving away free chicken nuggets for the rest of January. Uh-huh. They said Popeyes is not going to play with them in this chicken sandwich. So Chick-fil-A is giving away free chicken nuggets, you guys, all the month of January. So make sure you stop by
Chick-fil-A. I got my emails. Yeah.
Did you get your email?
I did.
Okay, good. Now, y'all better make sure y'all get them chicken nuggets so y'all ain't going to be over there mad. And Wendy's also has something to say about it, too. You know, Wendy's saying that it says, look who dropped by to see the spicy nuggets that they're supposed to taste, and it's Burger King. So right now, it's a little beef between Burger King and Wendy's. I know it sounds silly, you guys, but these are big franchises that still have to fight for your business. So let's go to Chick-fil-A. Let's just do it like that. Also, you guys, ended it off, Method Man is going to join Mary J. Blige in a Power. I don't know how many people watch Power. I'm not a Power fan, but people are obsessed with Power, which is 50 Cent's Curtis Jackson, which is his television show, and it's been on now 6 seasons, but they're doing a spinoff, and it's called Power Book 2, and it's called Ghost. So I don't know. It's all those Power fans. You know,
I thought
so
he was dead. I mean, I'm confused.
Hello. I'm so confused.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
But they're going to do a spinoff show. So he might be dead on Power. Then he might be alive.
So he's live on Ghost. Oh, yeah. Okay.
He might just come alive on the new show, Ghost.
That is hilarious.
You know, there's nothing new under the sun. So everything is just being revamped. And I'm going to do real quick that what she say, it's going to be simple. Positivity. Instead of saying, I don't want to be here, say, I'll get through it. Instead of saying, it's too hard, say to yourself, I can do this. Instead of saying, I'm tired, say to yourself, I deserve rest. Instead of saying, I'm broke, say, I'm working towards wealth. And instead of saying, I hate my job, you need to say, I will find a career that I love. So, yeah, I said it. I want to be positive in 2020. Those are some positive things to say. If you change the way you think, you will change the way you live, you guys. This has been your girl, Tina T.
Suck it. All right, that was great. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to come right back. We'll talk to you then. Stay tuned after these messages.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, how are you doing? You're a legend.
Thank you.
You're a legend. And I'd love you to be able to do a radio drop for Dr. Gina and then say, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. You ready? You ready, Freddie?
Hi, this is Freddie Jackson, and you're listening to Dr. Gina on radio chat.
Darn close, darn close. It's Dr. Gina's, with an S, radio chat. Can we do it one more time?
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Right?
Let's do it.
Right, let's do it. We're going to do it now.
Hi, this is Freddie Jackson, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Let's do it again. Maybe you can sing a little bit while you're doing it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Starting now.
This is Freddie Jackson, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. And remember, you are my lady. You're listening.
I love it.
He sung it on my thing. I love that. I love it. I love him. What'd you say?
I love him. I said, I love him.
All right. Well, listen, as promised, we got personal fitness trainer Elizabeth Brooks. Welcome, yeah. Elizabeth Brooks. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, you guys. Happy New Year. It is so good to hear from you guys. I hope everybody really enjoyed their holiday.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty amazing. Okay, so, you know, it's 2020, you guys. It's time to get excited.
Yes.
And I am always excited about fitness. And actually, I wanted to roll us back a little bit since it's the beginning of the year. And I wanted to talk about something that a lot of people talk about. But I want to go back to the beginning and give us some updates on it. And that is metabolism. Yeah, you guys. Now, you know, I've talked about metabolism and how it dictates how many calories your body can burn. And so it's a big factor in people with their weight loss goals, obviously, right? But there are there's some new research out there, and I wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update. You know, I think one of the things that we want to remember about metabolism is that, first of all, your height, your sex, and your age dictate how fast your metabolism is moving. And so those are three factors we can't really change, right? The one thing that we can definitely change is how much muscle mass is on our body and the frequency of our meals. Frequency of meals, every time you eat, your body has a thermogenic effect. It increases its metabolism so that it can burn off the food you eat. Okay? That is science right there. Okay? So we want to remember that we can activate our metabolism by eating. This is why not eating does not really help you when you're trying to lose weight. But our bodies are super duper smart, you guys. One of the things that happens when we lose weight, now remember what I said, your age, your height, and your sex, whether you're male or female, those things don't change. But when you lose weight, of course, your body composition changes. And this can have a big impact on your metabolism. Studies show that actually when people lose weight, they burn 300 to 400 fewer calories when they lose weight because your overall mass is less. So your body becomes more efficient at burning calories at that lower weight, you guys. Now I'm going to give you a second to absorb what I just said because I don't know if you all heard it.
Jesus.
Because this is one of the main reasons why it's so hard to lose weight. When you do lose weight, let's say you lose 10 pounds, your body does not have to work as hard, okay, burning calories for that lower weight. Let's say you were 150, you lost 10 pounds, you're at 140 now. And so it literally slows your metabolism down, okay? And you can literally burn 300 to 400 fewer calories per day than when you were at your previous weight, especially if it was the previous weight that you were at for a while. Let's say you were 200 pounds and you've been at 200 pounds for 10 years. Okay, your body is used to burning calories at that rate. So it's something we want to ultimately be very, very mindful of. And there are two things that are really going to help you with your weight loss goals this year, everybody. First of all, remembering that one of the things that can really help you control your metabolism, how many calories your body can burn, is your exercise and weight training in particular, because muscle burns calories at rest. Okay, that's your, what they call your basal metabolic rate, how many calories your body burns if you just sat and watched Netflix all day, okay, and you did absolutely nothing. Okay, so just remember that not only does your weight training help improve your metabolic rate because you're putting on more muscle and muscle works harder than fat, but also remember your nutrition. Okay, you really cannot lose weight without focusing on nutrition, people, and trying to be very balanced in your nutrition pertaining to protein and carbohydrates. But remember, if it's not a protein, everything else is basically a carbohydrate. Okay, so sometimes people will ask me, well, you know, can I have vegetables? Of course, vegetables are carbohydrates. Your body needs that. Can I have pasta? Yeah, but pasta is a carbohydrate too. So just remember that controlling your diet, eating way more fruits and vegetables, eating more grains, whole grains, i.e. ground rices, quinoa, things of that sort, and your healthy protein, and trying to really focus on the healthfulness of your meals. And just, you know, be conscious that if you are on a weight loss loop, in other words, you do these fasting trips where you, you know, you fast for a week and you lose 10 pounds. And you go, then when you start eating again, you gain that weight again. Your body is on a merry-go-round that you will not be able to get off. It's really hard to lose weight being that way. What we want to focus on is lifestyle changes, and those lifestyle changes pertain to regular exercise, which includes a minimum of two weight training sessions a week, as well as your cardio regularly, particularly walking, everybody. Everybody can walk, okay? Everybody can swim and run and ride a bike, but everybody can walk. So try to factor in more walking in your day. Remember, these merry-go-rounds with your weight dropping and increasing only ultimately don't help you when you have big weight loss goals, okay? So be consistent and remember that metabolism, okay, you guys? Lift those weights.
I love it, love it, love it. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
All right, you guys can follow me at www.thinkingcorrectly.com. Or you can email me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com if you have any questions. Okay? I love you guys. Happy New Year. Happy, healthy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I want to ask you a question before you go real quick, Elizabeth. What do you think about these this keto diet situation? It looks like it's a lot. It's like it's like would be difficult on your arteries and stuff to me. I mean, maybe you'll gain weight, but it looks like it'd be damaging to your, you know, your heart and all of that.
Well, there's a lot of research around keto diet, and they actually are just as good for you as any other kind of low carbohydrate diet. And so, but what you want to remember is that most diets will not work for you in the long term if you only do it in the short term. So these are lifestyle changes that people are taking. If you're going to say, okay, I'm going to do keto, but I'm going to do keto for the rest of my life, not keto for 3 weeks. Okay, keto for 3 weeks, yeah, you're going to lose 10 pounds. You definitely will, especially if you're eating crazy up to that point. But when you put that 10 pounds back on, you're not only going to put that back on, but you're going to put on another 10. Mm-hmm. So what we want to focus on is not these fad diets, you guys. Everybody's going to come out with a way of eating. Anything, though, that you do that is consistent will work. If you decide that you're going to eat grapefruits for the rest of your life, that will work. That will work. But when you start eating regular food, you're going to put weight back on. So keto diets, whether it's Atkins diet, all of this stuff, you should be thinking long-term changes and not what the fad diet is, you guys. I have friends who diet up and down every single year. They're fasting here. They're doing this diet. They lose weight. And you know what? They always go back to regular eating. And whenever they do, they gain a ton of weight back. Over the years, they end up actually 20, 30 pounds heavier than they would be if they had not dieted at all.
Wow. So I know. It is so true.
We cannot do the dieting, you guys.
And I just wanted to know, because there's so much hype around it and so many other diets is going on. And so I just wanted to know for the listeners that
it
might
works.
Have those
sure.
type of questions, you know, well, it's bacon and it's this and it's that,
right.
you know, and I thought we weren't supposed to eat that kind of stuff on a regular basis, you know. So I just wanted to know for them.
I mean, you know, we want to be focused, especially if you have sensitivities in this area. You know, African-Americans have a very, very high incidence for cardiac disease, heart disease, high blood pressure. We want to remember, you know, okay, eating cholesterol has an impact on your arteries. Okay, so if you're eating a lot of proteins, you should be balancing that with your veggies. You should be eating broccoli and, you know, spinach, kale. You know, you should be eating those green leafy vegetables. And that will really help balance off and balance off any of those other saturated fats that you're taking in through fatty proteins.
I love it. Follow Elizabeth Brooks. She got the answers for you. All right. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. I appreciate you.
I love you guys, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.
All right. Awesome. Take care. All right. We're getting ready to go and hear the interview with Freddie Jackson. This was on Thursday, and it was so good. So stay tuned. Listen to it. Thank you. And now with me, Freddie Jackson. I am so glad to have you on, Freddie Jackson. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
It is my pleasure, and Happy New Year's to you. It's my honor to be with you.
Yes, you are starting off the month with me right, okay? 2020. This is such a big thing. This is a new decade, a new year, just new everything. And it's just such an honor to have you here. I'm telling you, I remember, and I'm still listening to Everyone Is on the Quiet Storm, on the midday syndicated shows. We are hearing you still playing Tasty Love and I Am Tonight and Love Survives and I mean, so many Jam Tonight. Wait a second. Have You Ever Loved Somebody? I mean, so many things that you have sang and so many songs, hit records that we just keep going and hearing and hearing. Rock With Me Tonight. I mean, so many songs. So I know that I love you, and I know everybody that is listening that is a Freddie Jackson fan is like, what has he been up to? What have you been doing with yourself now? I know you got to, we're going to talk about the show that you got coming up on Saturday, but tell us what's going on with Freddie Jackson.
Well, Dr. Truly, it is a blessing to be received so well and still being received so well. Those accolades are wonderful, and I take them and I apply them to my heart and my soul because it's wonderful when you have someone loving you and giving you that back in return after 35 years. So it is a blessing. 2020, an incredible century that we are about to embark on. So I've said a lot of different things from left it what was in 2019, back in 2019. And yes, it truly is a pleasure talking to you and to start out my year speaking with someone who knows of Freddie Jackson and still incorporates their emotions of my music into their lives, their daily lives, their everyday lives, their lives that they have helped them and brought them to where they are in that place of love, because that's really where and what it really is about. It's about the love that we give, the love that we receive, the love that we share with each other, and the love that still transcends. And so I say thank you very much for still extending that love to me, and I will continue to extend it to you as well as my fans and my listeners. A lot of things are going on. Brand new album that I've just completed. An album of 10 incredible songs that I've written myself. I've finally, after 35 years, picked up the imprint, and I'm now getting about to let the world hear my take on being in love, falling in love, out of love, where I think the world is, the position that the world is right now, politically, but in a softer tone, but yet my emotions. So this album really is about 35 years of growth in the industry, as well as 35 years of growth in my personal life. And I can't wait, Dr. Tashir. year that it's a healing for me just writing it and being so close to it musically. I've sung incredible songs, as you just mentioned, but this time it's a little closer for me because it really is my melodies, my story, my take on what I think love is about, or have you ever loved somebody, and where I am in loving somebody the way someone loves me today. And so now there's a new magic part of my existence that I want the world to know.
Well, I know that many will be appreciative of the what you're releasing out there, things, your testimony, your life as it is right now. And I know a lot of people want to connect with you on that. Let me ask you something. When did you know that you can actually sing Freddie Jackson? When did you know that, at that point that this was something you were going to go for the rest of your life?
Well, my mother took me up on the pulpit and said, sing that song, you better not hit and miss a note. And my mother was like my first conductor. She used to sit in the audience and in the church, and her eyes would go up, down, move, now go down, you know. So she was my first musical teacher. But also my mother went into labor with me when before I was came out of the fetus, out of the womb. And 13 hours later, Freddie Jackson was born. And my mother was a church singer in the choir, and she used to sing this incredible song called What Is This? And so she says, I said, what is this? Before stopping me in the middle of my song. And so I made my mother proud. I became the singer, the young man that she told me this before she passed, that I made her proud. And so, it's just growing up in the church and being instilled by the elders and just knowing that I had something that was extremely special other than just being able to sing. I was crafted and molded into that power of love and learning how to respect and to give love and return love that was returned to me.
That is amazing. So what advice would you give someone coming up in the industry today? Because I know you have seen a whole decade or two different. So what advice would you give someone that wants to be artist?
I've seen 3 decades of it as a solo artist. But prior to my solo career, I started out as a background singer for the incredible Mr. Harry Belafonte at 29. I was on the road singing Deo, background for Mr. Harry, my first job on the road. And, of course, I went on to sing on the Entombe album, Jesus Food, and then I'm the voice on Glenn Jones' Show Me and Love Come Down for LA.
Yes.
The list goes on and on. So if you check records, for those of you who check records, you'll see background vocals, Freddie Jackson. So I started out as a background singer prior to the 35 years to Rock Me Tonight in 1984. So I would tell people, especially if you just come out of churches, and a lot of artists and people, they come out of church or out of jail, but, but out of church mostly. Being in the industry is more than just a light camera and an action. You got to know the business. It's called show business. You got to know the show, but then you got to know the business.
Yes.
And sometimes it takes us all a little longer to really get the business. You know what I'm saying? To get the business of it. We can learn the show because a show comes and goes and comes and goes. But the business, it lasts, and it will go on with or without you. So that's when it's important for you to pick up a book or to find people who are knowledgeable enough to help educate you as you go through this journey. And I am still being taught by incredible people how to be better each and every single day. So you never become too successful that you can't listen so that you can learn. Because this, the type of business that it is, it will chew you up, spit you out, and throw you away. But before they throw you away, at least you can say, you don't want to be one of those artists to say, if I could have, would have, should have, say more I did than all the rest of the others.
Well, listen, we are so excited because I know you're touring right now. You're doing a date on Saturday at Charleston South Performing Arts Center with Keith Sweat and Freddie Jackson.
It's kind of amazing. It's kind of amazing because Keith and I were in the same room right now. See, Keith and I came from the same village called Harlem. We grew up in the same village called Harlem, blocks away. We used to bump into each other running into the bakery to get the hot bread, you know. So Keith and I have a history. We're talking about maybe doing other dates and Brothers in Harmony together. Harmony short for Harlem. But Brothers in Harmony together, because we do the same thing, we just do it differently. He has a little more edge, but my edge incorporates itself with the same thing that Keith is saying. And like he says, it's about making it last forever. He has an eye as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing my Harlem brother. We have more fun backstage than we do on stage. See, people don't get what goes on backstage. Keith and I talk and we say things to each other like that nobody else in the world can say to each other. Okay? So I'm looking forward to seeing my brother sweat. And we're going to have a good time. And I'm sure the audience is going to feel that Harlem love coming from Keith Sweat and Freddie Jackson.
So are there any other dates coming up that others should know about?
I've got a lot of dates coming up. Keith, of course, has got a lot of dates on this. But we're trying to incorporate some stuff where we can make it something very special. Can't speak about it now, but we're going to talk about it a little later.
Okay. Well, then you know what they should do? They should follow you on social media. Where should they follow you?
Oh, I'm on all kind of media. You get to pick up Freddie Jackson. I'm too old to hide.
Well, you know what, Freddie? It was such an honor to have you on. You are a legend R&B artist for sure. Freddie Jackson. You guys, if you are in the Charleston area, you need to go to the Charleston, South Carolina Performing Arts Center, and you need to go and get your ticket right now. And I'm telling you, it's going to be an amazing show. Keith Sweat and Freddie Jackson. And you know what? If you're not in the area, you got to look out by following Freddie Jackson so you'll know where he'll be next, because he is on the move and singing
That's
all
right.
those jams.
Like, like Nathaniel Whitehead. I'm on the move.
I love it. I love it. Jam tonight. Yes. I can't sing it like you.
Oh, yeah. We got to do that. We can't come outside unless we do that.
You got to do Jam Tonight, honey. Everybody loves Jam Tonight. But listen, I'm so
don't
glad
you
that wanna. You
came. Don't you wanna.
Sing it one more time, Freddie. Just one more time.
Don't you wanna. Don't you wanna. Ooh. Jam.
Yes, I sang with Freddie Jackson.
All right, now we're going on the road. Keith West
is
going
to
be very upset with you.
Listen, Freddie, you are a family. You are a family member to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We love you here. You can come on anytime. I just want to thank you so much again. God bless you. Y'all go follow Freddie Jackson.
Thank you. Enjoy this 2020 and all the best to you.
All right. Okay. All right, that was so good.
So, honey, why was I over here naming songs? I'm yelling songs. I'm over here. You are my lady. I'm a fanny, Freddy.
Yes, honey. He gave us life. He did that.
That was wonderful. That he is just really, he is a part of my childhood. I just remember him playing throughout my house Saturday mornings. Cleaning up, you know, getting ready for the barbecue. And I mean, him in that suit he had on with his little hand in his pocket. Honey, you can't tell me nothing about Freddie, honey. He was a little thicker than he is now. Freddie used to be a little thick, but honey.
Yeah, he was thick.
He ain't thick no more, but I love me some Freddie Jackson. That was a great interview, sis.
So it was him, it was Luther Vandross, and it was Freddie Jackson.
Yeah.
And Luther lost his weight, and Freddie started losing his weight. You know, and but, you know, Freddie's still around. But yeah, it was quite a great interview. And we got the radio drop with him singing. So that's wonderful.
That
we had, you and I had a great time last weekend at the show. This was, is it the first show starting an annual women's comedy show? What's happening with that?
Yeah, it was, they do that. Well, they do that once a month. They call it Ladies Night Out. It is in, is it called Laurel, Maryland? Is it Lauren? Laurel? I believe it's Laurel, Maryland, but they have it. It's the place called Laurel. The Hideout, and they have it once a month. Yes. It was, I mean, it's always great. You guys, I mean, me and Gina get together, and we just, honey, we just laugh ourselves to, I don't even know what. We just laugh. And if you all don't know, my sister is from Detroit. And when I tell you, whenever I go to D.C. and it's cold outside, she pull out them fur coats. Honey, them people, I had so many people stopping me on my way to the restroom talking about that fur coat. It's a long, comes about to your ankles. It has a hood on it. Let me tell y'all something. Dr. Gina R. Prince is not playing with y'all. I don't know if y'all have Googled her or looked her up, but Dr. Gina don't play when it comes to her fashion. And then fur coats is just one. And we found out, if I got a quick second to tell them about PETA giving away the fur coat.
Yeah, please.
Lord have
PETA.
Mercy, folks. They were in D.C. This was last week. They gave over 250 fur coats to the homeless. But listen to this, y'all. Not only were they fur coats, PETA gave away. It was the fur coats, y'all, with the doggone paint on them. So it's 250 homeless people in D.C. with fur coats on with red paint on them. So I don't know if
And I just found that out that day. I just found out that morning that she came to town.
That was last week Thursday. Yes, it happened last week when this, a week ago today, that they gave away those coats. People, I don't know what they Peter, y'all leave us alone. Y'all giving away free
don't
fur
y'all send me no, I don't want to hear nothing from y'all about nothing is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say don't say nothing to me because you don't have nothing to say.
No, giving away them doggone fur coats with paint on them. That is
and
terrible.
And everybody dumbfounded. When they said
that's
it on the
terrible.
News, it was just like, what? Wait a minute, Peter. Like,
Peter,
it just didn't even like, it didn't make no kind of sense at all. Everybody was just dumbfounded, period.
Yep,
you said it
they
on stage,
it.
Every day was like, what? Wait a minute. PETA?
PETA.
I had to Google it so we could get more insight on what it was all about, you know.
I couldn't believe it. It was no
legitimate reason behind it. And they said that they wanted to prove that it wasn't like a that to the wealthy people that this wasn't like a special, you know, like walking around with a fur is not nothing special.
It's not for the rich anymore. So it's gonna be for the homeless with paint on it. They need to cut it out.
This was no legitimate justification. But anyway, you did an amazing job. I always love supporting
you.
You guys need to check out. You know what? I was sitting there and I didn't even record you while you were on stage. I normally try to do clips when you're on stage. I was just so involved in it, though. You know,
it was a great show.
Sometimes we just need to get in the moment. And I wanted to enjoy my sister because I hadn't seen you in so long. And I just really wanted you to just entertain me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I wanted to be entertained. So I you are just amazing comic. Just so awesome. And if you haven't checked her out, you need to go on her social media and follow wherever she's at. She's always at some place. So you shouldn't be able to miss. You shouldn't miss her. But yeah, go on our social media so you can check out the pictures that we took when she was in town. I'm on Gina R. Prince at Instagram, and you are Gina. What?
Gina G Too Funny.
Okay, Gina G Too Funny. Yep, and on Facebook, go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and follow us. All the pictures are there. And you guys, you got to do Alexa. Tell them about it real quick, Gina.
Yes, you know, you can always yell out, Alexa, Gina's Radio Chat, and boom, we are live in your face. You can also do Alexa, Google Play. We are now on iHeartRadio. I mean, we're being streamed. BBS Radio is just such a blessing. 2020, honey, we taking over the airwaves, so y'all better be ready for us. Y'all gonna hear these Ginas a lot.
Yes, indeed. Well, all right, you guys, this was the show. We had everybody on today. That's all I have to say. Freddie Jackson, Cedric the Entertainer, Jacob from Greenleaf, Lamon Rucker was on with us. So, I mean, Elizabeth Brooke and my girl Gina G. Anyway, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We're loving you always on Dr. Gina's Ready to Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.